There we go. First, I want to say thank you for having me here today. It's a great privilege to bring God's Word to you. And I want to say thank you to Pastor Pan for inviting me. It's a great honor to be with your church family today.
今天很荣幸, 牧师能来到我们中间, 是应着潘立群传道的邀请, 来到大家, 跟大家一起传道。
And I'm also grateful for Brother Bob because his gifts and abilities to help me communicate today are greatly appreciated. So thank you.
也谢谢我帮他翻译一下。
I wish I could speak Mandarin, but I guarantee that your English is better than my Mandarin. So.
他也希望他能说中文，但是他觉得你们的英文应该比他的中文好很多。
I'm just gonna. Oh, gonna go back. And I have the privilege of serving our Alliance family of churches in what we call the Central District.Here in this area. Creekside is a very important member of our Alliance family, and so I'm very grateful to be here today.
而我们的西畔教会呢是其中非常重要的一员啊，牧师很高兴能来今天参加。
On behalf of all of our churches,and our Alliance missionaries around the world, I want to thank you this afternoon as a congregation for serving, for your sacrificial giving, and for your faithful testimony to the gospel.
在此呢，牧师代表他们的众教会、宣道会众会以及在世界各地宣道会国际的宣教士们，感谢大家的服事、你们大家的奉献，还有大家对福音的忠心。
Thankfully, my drive here this afternoon was not very long.I came all the way from Burlington.
很高兴今天开车时间不是很长，因为我就住在 Burlington.
I used to pastor our Alliance Church in Burlington called Wellspring Church.
牧师以前是在 Wellspring, 在 Burlington 的一个教会牧会。
And now I have the privilege of serving our churches in our district, which is from Mississauga all the way to Windsor.And far north to Thunder Bay.
现在牧师是在这个区监督是区监督的地方，他这个西区的地方是一直从密西沙加一直到温莎，然后一直到 Thunder Bay.
So I want to remind you today that you are part of a larger family of God across Canada. We are over 450 churches all serving Christ together.
所以像提醒大家一点，我们是这个450个教会其中的一员。
And I want to say that I am so encouraged at how God is at work at Creekside Church. Again, we're grateful for your example of faith and your trust in the Lord. And we believe that the Lord is going to do great things in you, but also great things through you.
当我听说神在西畔教会当中所做的工的时候，我非常受到鼓励。我们为大家在基督里的信心与信靠而感恩。我们相信主将继续在大家身体里面做工，并且透过大家来成就大事，来彰显他的荣耀。
Like every follower of Jesus, you have been called to be his witness and to share the good news of the gospel. And you're here doing that in Oakville and in all the places that you live and that you come from with your neighbors, with your friends, with your family, with your work colleagues.
大家都是我们主呼召大家成为是他的见证人，可以把基督耶稣的好消息来带给社区，以及大家在生活与工作中的每一个地方，我们的邻舍，我们的朋友，我们的家人，还有同事。
I want to remind you this afternoon that people need to hear and know that they need Jesus as a Savior.
我们需要提醒，我今天需要提醒一下大家，我们所每个人都需要耶稣，耶稣是我们的救主。
And he is the only way to God.
他是唯一通向神的道路。
Jesus is also our sanctifier, the one who changes our hearts and brings change to our life in glory to him.
耶稣也是我们的救主，他是改变我们的生命，也是我们的成圣者，能改变我们的生命和心的人。
And I want to remind you today that Jesus is also our healer. He's the healer of our hearts. He can even heal our bodies. And he's also our coming king.
耶稣也是我们的医者，他不仅能医治我们的身体，而且他还是我们再来的君王。
Our Lord Jesus has promised to return once every nation has heard the good news of his gospel.
他应许有一天，当万国都听见他的邀请时，神就会再回来。
So I want to remind you this afternoon that God wants each of us to hear his call and to go out and to share the good news of his salvation. And this is what I want to preach on to you this morning. This afternoon, sorry.
所以今天下午的时候，我希望给大家说的重要的一点是，神要我们每个人都能听见他的呼召，去分享他救人的好消息。这也是今天下午我们要讲的主题。
I'm glad we were able to read Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 through 8 together as the reading for today. That's the passage I want to direct you to now. It might be a familiar passage of scripture to you, but it's where the prophet Isaiah received a vision and a calling from the Lord. And it was a vision that was not just for him, but also a vision and a calling that is also for you and me in a different way.
今天就跟刚才我们大家讲的章节一样，我们今天要查的章节是以赛亚书六章一节，一到八节。这段经文对你们当中很多人可能很熟悉。在这里呢，先知以赛亚得到了一个来自神的异象，这个异象不仅是给他个人的，也是给我们的。
And the reason I say that it is a vision and a calling for both Isaiah and for you and for me is because it's in God's written word. God wanted us to understand what he was showing Isaiah, and I believe in Jesus to hear the same call.
我这么说不仅是给以赛亚也是给我们的，是因为说这个是写在了圣经里面，而神希望不仅是给以赛亚也是给我们有这个呼召也有这个异象。
In this vision that God gives to Isaiah, we're going to see three things. Number one, the Lord is still on the throne and he's watching over us. Number two, God is still with us. And number three, God is calling us.
在以赛亚的异象中呢，我们会发现有三点。第一点，神仍坐在宝座上来看顾我们。第二点，神仍然与我们同在。第三点，神呼召我们。
So if you have a Bible here with you, or maybe on your phone, it's also going to be on the screen again. But I want you to take a close look at what Isaiah says he sees, what Isaiah says he hears, and also how Isaiah responds to what God shows him.
所以请大家打开圣经或者一起看大屏幕，我想让大家仔细的阅读这个章节，来看看以赛亚到底当时看见了什么，他又听见了什么。还有他是如何回应神的。
And so with sanctified imagination, I know that's not in my notes, but with sanctified imagination, I want to reread the scripture and pay close and careful attention to what Isaiah says he sees, he hears, and what he says.
让我们通过这个神的印象，让我们再仔细的体会他是如何听见，如何看见，而且如何回应的。
Okay, there we go. In the year that King Uzziah died, verse 1, Isaiah says, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Again, God suddenly gives Isaiah a picture of the things that we cannot see.
神突然就给了以赛亚一个异象，而且别人看不到。
And God shows Isaiah as a prophet, God's heavenly throne.
神给以赛亚这个先知这个异象，告诉神仍然在掌权。
And Isaiah sees that this heavenly throne is high and exalted over all.
当以赛亚看见这个异象的时候，他看见神的宝座是在高天之上，而且是能遮蔽所有。
And Isaiah says that he sees that God is still on that throne. God is still in control. And my question to you is, do you believe that today?
以赛亚说他看见神仍然在宝座上，神仍然在掌权。今天我的问题就是，大家相信这件事情吗？
Even though you cannot see, I cannot see God's throne, it is still there, and the Lord is still on his throne watching over us.
我们有可能用我们的肉眼看不到神的宝座在天上，但是神仍然是在天上的宝座上来看顾我们。
And so how many know that God is exalted and he is high above over all? Do you know that?
所以大家相信这一点吗？
But in this vision, God also shows Isaiah that God's royal robe, the train of his robe, reaches down, touching the temple, which is on the earth where we are.
在这个意象当中，神也让以赛亚看见他的衣襟垂下，触及地上的圣殿。也就是我们在的地方。
If you remember, in the Old Testament, the temple is where God made his presence known. God is everywhere, but at the temple is where he made his presence felt and known.
在旧约里面，圣殿是神向他百姓显明的与他同在的地方。神无所不在，但是在圣殿里面，大家都知道神是与在圣殿里面显明的。
God wanted Isaiah and the people of God at that time to know that yes, God is high and exalted over all, but he's also here, touching earth. He is here with us. He is below with you and I.
神给他的意象告诉他，不仅说神是在高天之上，神也是通过他的衣襟在下面与我们同在，他无时不刻和我们同在。
Some people think that God is only high and exalted and somewhere up there.
很多人认为神就在天上的，是虚幻的，是触摸不到的。
But God wants us to know that he is also by his spirit right here. He is right here. He is with us. In the scriptures it says, where two or three are gathered, what does Jesus say? There I am.
因为神同样也是跟我们之间，是通过圣灵与我们同在。圣经里面说，只有两三个人奉我的名敬拜，我就与他同在。
So let's look at verse 2.
所以大家看第二节。
Isaiah goes on, he says, above him were seraphim, or angels, with each with six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they were flying, and they were calling out to one another.
大家看第二节说，其上有撒拉夫势力，也就是天使，各有六个翅膀。用两个翅膀遮眼、遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，而且他们一直在喊。
In the scriptures, the number six is the number of creation. What did God do on the seventh day? He rested after finishing his creation. And each of these angelic creatures have six wings, and they are calling out to one another. So it's like all creation is calling out before God's throne.
六在圣经里面这个意思就是指创造，因为神在六天创造，在第七天休息，所以所有的这些天使都有六个翅膀，也就代表着说所有被所造之物都在同时的呼喊。
And then in verse 3, Isaiah says he tells us what he hears them calling out. It says, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth.Is full of his glory.
在第三节的时候，我们看到了以赛亚是如何听见的。刚才我们说到了他看见了什么？他听见的说，所有的天使都在喊：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
He hears the angels say, "Holy, holy, holy, holy," three times. In the scriptures, When something is mentioned three times, it's a way of saying, don't miss this. It's also a way of saying, completely, totally, absolutely.
当在圣经里面，大家看到以赛亚听见说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，说了三遍。在圣经里面说三遍的意思就是指这个事情很重要，你不能忽视它，而且这个事情是指全地的都全地都会注意的事情。
In a moment, I wonder if you can say the word holy with me three times aloud, just like they did. Okay, but
I will try.
Yes. Bob, help me say it. What the Mandarin word for holy?
圣哉。
圣哉。圣哉。
请大家一会儿和牧师一起大声地说圣哉、圣哉、圣哉三遍。
Okay, in a count of three, I want you to declare 圣哉。 three times aloud. Ready?
数三遍，数三个数之后，然后大家一起说圣哉三次。
One, two, three. 圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。After Isaiah, hear 圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。I say that right?
No, that's perfect.
What does Isaiah say? What does he say?
但以赛亚听到说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉之后，以赛亚的回应是什么？
It says that the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. In other words, with the Lord's presence.
因呼喊的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。这个烟云也就是神在。
And in seeing God's presence, Isaiah gives a dramatic response.
在看见神的同时呢，以赛亚有一个强烈的个人反应。
He says, woe to me. Woe to me. I cried. I am ruined. For I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. And yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
他说祸灾我灭亡了。因为我的嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我见眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
And then it says this.As soon as Isaiah finished saying, woe is me, I am ruined. This is verse 6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for.
很快在以赛亚说祸灾了之后，就有一个天使飞到了他的前面，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，然后将炭放在了以赛亚的嘴中，说，看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪孽就赦免了。
And then after Isaiah's guilt is taken away, and after his sin is atoned for, he hears the voice of the Lord.
在他的罪被赦免了之后，他听见了神这样对他说。
He says this, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me.
我又听见主的声音，以赛亚又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
At the end of this vision that God gives to Isaiah, we see that God is ultimately calling Isaiah to serve him and to go speak and tell others.
在这个意象的最后呢，我们看见以赛亚发现神在呼召他，今天也是神在呼召他去传播神的福音。
Before we look more at what we see in this passage, I just want to pause and pray.
在我们继续看以赛亚的这个意象之前呢，我们大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你带给我们的话语。
In your word, we find truth.
在你的话语中间，我们找到了真理。
In your word, we find your invitation to eternal life.
在你的话语之间，我们找到了生命的邀请。
And in your word, we hear you calling us.
在你的话语中间，我们感受到了你的呼召。
Holy Spirit, we ask for your help to understand what you want us to hear from you today.
圣灵啊，我求你能让我们知道今天我们从神来的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以神的圣名求，阿门。
I want to look back again at these verses of Scripture, and I want to highlight three things.
在这个我们接下来读的圣经中，我们要强调三件事情。
First, I want to look at God's glory. Second, I want to look at God's grace. And third, I want to look at how God is calling Isaiah to go with his good news.
第一件事我们要看神的荣耀，然后我们会看到神的恩典，最后我们看神呼召以赛亚要去传播神的福音。
The first word is glory. Like Isaiah, God wants you and me to see how great his glory is.
第一件事我们要看神的荣耀，就像以赛亚一样，神要你，要我，要我们一起看见他的荣耀。
Historians tell us that Uzziah served as the king of Judah in Israel for 52 years.
历史学家告诉我们，乌西亚王做犹大王做了52年。
52 years is a long time. I'm 54 years old, and I realize I look much younger than that.
52年是很长的时间，我今年54岁了，我知道我看起来很年轻。
But 52 years is a long time.
但是52岁，52年是一个很长的时间。
And longevity usually brings us a feeling of stability and predictability, and that usually brings us a sense of comfort.
长久的统治通常带来的是稳定，还有可预期性，而这个常常会带给我们来安全感。
But suddenly, with the death of Uzziah, this long reigning king in Judah and Israel, all that stability, predictability, and comfort, it suddenly came to an end for God's people.
但是随着乌西亚王的去世，这个长期执政了52年的王的离开，我们之前说到的稳定性、可预期性还有安全感就突然的消失了。
If an enemy nation wanted to attack, now was the time because the king had died and they didn't know what to do next.
如果有别的国家想攻击的话，那现在是正是最好的时机，因为国王刚刚去世，他没有人知道就是要怎么处理。
In other words,Isaiah received this vision of God's throne in a time of great change and instability for the people of God. And they needed to freshly see that God was still in control and that God was still with them.
换句话说，以赛亚得到这个异象的时候，正是以色列的百姓来面对巨大的变化还有不稳定的事情。他们需要重新的看见神仍然在掌权，仍然与他们同在。
And maybe you feel like that today.Maybe you feel like in your personal life, it's a time of instability, maybe a time of question, maybe something has happened in your job, or maybe with your family, something like that, where all of a sudden life has changed, and you're not sure what's going to happen next.
也许你现在也正经历着变化或者不稳定，有可能你的工作发生了变化，你的家庭发生了变化，但是所有的这些变化都会是我们所有的这个人生的经历。
For Isaiah, when he was in a time of change and questions and maybe worry, what did God want Isaiah to see? What message does God want Isaiah to see and then pass on to his people?
对以赛亚来说，在变化和不稳定还有疑问当中，神要他看见什么呢？神要对他传递什么信息，并且要通过他来把这个信息传给所有的以色列百姓。
And the answer is that God, even though you cannot see him, he's still on the throne.
答案是什么？答案就是，不管你能不能看到神，神仍然在他的宝座上。
Isaiah did not see Uzziah's throne, an earthly king. He saw God's throne, the true throne.And who is truly in control?
以赛亚看到的不是乌西亚的王座，他看到的是神的王座，而且神在宝座上，他才是真正掌权的那一位。
God wanted Isaiah to see that God's throne is above every other throne, every other power, every other thing in life.
神希望让以赛亚看到说，神的宝座在所有事情之上。
The throne that Isaiah saw was actually the throne of the Lord Jesus.
以赛亚看到的神的王座其实是耶稣基督的王座。
The glory that Isaiah saw was actually the glory of the Lord Jesus.
以赛亚看到的王座其实是耶稣基督的荣光。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 38, that's what John says.That this was what Isaiah was seeing, the glory of Jesus before he took on flesh and blood.
在诗篇27章，大卫说他渴望让自己的心被神的荣耀吸引。大卫说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
This is why Jesus is called the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
这就是为什么他是万王之王，万主之主。
We cannot see his heavenly throne with our earthly eyes.
我们用我们肉眼看不见他的王座。
But God opened Isaiah's eyes just for a moment to be reminded that God's still in control.
但是神打开了神打开了以赛亚的眼，让他看见了神的宝座仍在天上，他仍然掌权。
And like Isaiah, God wants you and me to see His throne and to see His glory, that He is above and He is watching over you and He is still in control.
就像以赛亚一样，神也希望我们能看见他的宝座，能看见他的荣耀，他在我们的生命中仍然掌权。
In the Old Testament, King David, he wrote in Psalm 27 that he wanted to be someone whose heart was captivated with God's glory.
在刚才读的诗篇27篇中，大卫说他渴望让自己的心被神的荣耀吸引。
He wrote this. He says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord.Or his glory, and to seek him in his temple.
再重新复述一遍，就大卫说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
And so, sorry about that. but Isaiah not only saw God's glory in being in God's throne, being above and in control.But he also heard something about God's glory.
以赛亚不仅看见神在上面掌权，还有他的神的荣耀，他也听见了关于神的荣耀。
He heard the angels declaring, "Shangsi,
Shangsi,
Shangsi, Shangsi."
他听到了天使说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
God's glory is not just about His power, but also His holiness.
神的荣耀不仅仅是他的能力，也反映出是他的圣洁。
The glory of God's holiness is something that God does not want us to forget.
神的圣洁的荣耀是他不愿意让我们忘记的。
We serve a loving God, but we also serve a holy God.
我们所侍奉的是一位慈爱并且也是圣洁的神。
And in hearing about and seeing God's holiness, how does Isaiah respond? How does he feel? How does he react?How does Isaiah see himself in light of who God is and being holy?
在当以赛亚看见并且听见神的圣洁的时候，以赛亚是如何回应的呢？他是如何感受，如何他的反应呢？在神的圣光中，他是如何看见自己的呢？
He says, "Woe to me." He says, "Woe is me. I am ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips, and yet my eyes have seen the King." The Lord Almighty.
他的反应是完了，我祸灾啊，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不净的人，不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我看见大君王，万军之耶和华。
Isaiah sees how unworthy of God's presence he is.
以赛亚说他自己多么不配啊，他看透了自己的不配。
Isaiah realizes that without God's mercy, he's a dead man.
以赛亚感觉到了没有神的豁免的话，他就是个死人。
And this brings me to the second thing I want us to see. I want us to see in this vision God's glory, but also God's grace.
这就带出了我要强调的第二个点，就是神的恩典。
The moment that Isaiah began to see God's glory and God's holiness, Isaiah began to see the problem of his own sin.
当以赛亚看见神的荣耀与圣洁时，他马上就发现了自己的罪。
And the very first thing that Isaiah did in seeing God's glory was make a confession of his sin and of his need for the grace and the forgiveness of God.
以赛亚看见神的荣耀后，他第一个反应就是承认自己的罪，承认自己需要神的豁免。
And this shows us a biblical truth. The more we see the truth of who God is in all of his glory,The more we see about ourselves and our need for God's forgiveness and grace.
这就像我们显明了一个圣经的真理。我们越是看见神的荣耀，我们越是看见神的圣洁，我们就越看见自己的不堪，以及我们需要神的赦免与洁净。
For a moment, I just want you to think about your kitchen and your stove at home, because Isaiah's response to seeing God's holiness was like quickly pulling a hand back from a hot stove.
大家在这里可以想一下哈，当我们在烤东西的时候，我们的炉子很热。以赛亚刚才的对神的反应就是，就像我们的手伸到热的炉子上面一样，很快就会回缓，很快就把手缩回来。
In seeing God's glory, Isaiah did not need to be convinced of his need to confess his sin, and his reaction was spontaneous and instantaneous.
在看见神的荣耀的时候，以赛亚不需要别人来提醒说，哦，你要认罪了，你要悔改。他的反应是很自然的，是很迅速的。
The words just came out of his mouth.
他的话不需要思考，立马就脱口而出。
But here is the amazing thing that we see.
但是我们现在看到了一个很、很有意义的事情。
The moment God heard Isaiah's confession and his need for forgiveness, it says in verse 6 that one of the seraphim, one of the angels, flew with a hot coal taken from the altar to purify his lips and to atone for his sin.
当神听见以赛亚认罪的时候，很快就有一位第六节，就有一位萨拉佛拿着从坛上取下的炭，飞到他那里，洁净他的嘴唇，为他赎罪。
God released grace the very moment that Isaiah confessed his need for God's forgiveness.
神很快就赦免了他的罪。当以赛亚说出他认罪的时候，神就开始赦免他的罪。
God didn't wait and kind of maybe I'll think about it and I'll see, or he didn't do any of those things.
神没有说哎，等一下，让我想想啊，你是不是个罪人？我应不应该赦免你？他很快直接就赦免了。
God immediately showed Isaiah mercy and cleansed him of his sin.
神直接向以赛亚显示他的怜悯，并且赦免他的罪。
And that is what God will do for you and for me the moment we confess our need for His mercy and for His grace.
这就是神向你我所做的工。当我们认罪的时候，神就很快的赦免我们。
In hearing your sincere confession of sin, God will forgive and apply the sacrifice of His Son Jesus that was made upon the altar of the cross to atone for your sin and for mine.
当你真诚的认罪的时候，神就会赦免你，并且他还把他的儿子耶稣在十字架上所献的祭应用在你的身上，也应用在了我的身上。
It is amazing what God has done for you and for me in Christ to atone for our sin with the very blood of His own Son.
这是不是很奇妙？神为我们所做的，用他的儿子的宝血为我们的罪来赎价。
God's love for you and for me is so great.
神对你我的爱是如此的伟大。
And so in this vision, we see God's glory. We see God's holiness.But we also see God's grace.
所以在这里呢，在这个意象当中，我们见了神的荣耀，我们见了神的圣洁，我们也见了神的恩典。
The third thing that I want us to see is God now inviting Isaiah to go with his message.
我们来到了第三点，我们看神呼召以赛亚去，他出去去传播神的话语。
But I also want us to see how God called Isaiah.
我也想让大家看到神如何在这个意象中向以赛亚呼召。
It came as an invitation, not a command.
这个是一个邀请，而不是一个命令。
And like Isaiah, God wants you to hear His call over your life.
也像以赛亚一样，神要你听见他对你生命的呼召。
That you would be like Isaiah and say, "Send me."
希望你也像以赛亚一样说差遣我。
The scripture says that right after Isaiah made his confession and God showed him mercy and grace, it says that Isaiah heard a voice asking a question.
新闻里说在以赛亚认罪领受恩典之后，他很快就听见一个声音。
Please note that it was not a command and it was not a demand.
请大家注意，这不是一个命令，也不是一个诫命。
It was a question, or you might say an invitation.
这是一个问题，或者说是一个邀请。
And the question was, whom shall I send?
这个问题是说，我可以差遣谁呢？
Please note that it was after Isaiah confessed his need for God's grace and receives mercy that suddenly he himself begins to hear the voice of the Lord.
请大家注意，这是在他向神 认罪悔改之后，并且神赦免他的罪之后，他听见了这个声音。
The more you and I draw close to God, the more we will hear His voice.
当你我越亲近神的时候，我们越能听见他的声音。
And Isaiah hears the Lord asking that question, "Whom shall I send?" He says, "Please, Lord, send me."
当以赛亚听见神的问题说，说我要我可以差遣谁呢？他说，请差遣我。
He says, "Here I am."
他说我在这里。
How about you this afternoon?
大家今天下午呢？
There is a calling going out from heaven today.
今天神就给我们呼召。
The Lord is calling you and me.
神呼召你们也呼召我。
Asking us if we will go.
问我们我们会不会去。
And share the good news of Jesus' salvation.
来分享神的福音，来分享耶稣基督。
With the people that God has put in our life.
和我们身体和我们生命中的所有人。
There are two great callings for your life.
神对大家的生命中都有两个很重要的呼召。
God's first call to you is for you to be saved by you putting your faith in Jesus for the atonement of your sin.
大家第一个呼召是如何成为耶稣基督的门徒，来成为圣洁，来认罪悔改。
For you to be a devoted disciple of His Son, the Lord Jesus.
让你成为每一天都能更成为像耶稣基督的人。
And for you to seek to be holy as He is holy.
让我们每天都能更圣洁，像他一样圣洁。
That is God's first and great call upon your life.
这是我们大家一生当中神对我们最重要的呼召。
For you to confess belief and trust in the Lord Jesus and what He did for you on the cross.
让我们大家认罪悔改，并让我们大家知道耶稣基督在十字架上为我们做了什么。
And then with the Holy Spirit's help to choose to live according to Jesus' commands and ways.
让我们在圣灵的帮助下来选择按耶稣基督的方式生活。
With the promise being you receiving eternal life.
让我们的盼望是说我们有永生的盼望。
That's the message of the gospel.
这就是圣经的真理。
That is the first and greatest call God is sending out to every person.
这就是神对我们每一个人最重要的呼召。
Have you heard that first call?
大家有收到第一个呼召吗？
Have you responded?
你有回应吗？
The second call God has for your life comes out of that first call.
第二个呼召是来自于第一个呼召。
That second call is for you to willingly serve Him.
第二个呼召就是你来用你的生命来服侍他。
The greatest way we serve Him is by telling others about Him.
我们最好的服侍他的方式就是去告诉别人关于耶稣基督的消息。
Isaiah had a very specific call. He lived in a certain time with a certain people.
以赛亚有一个特定的呼召，他活在一个特定的时间和特定的人群。
And God called him to go to those people to share his message.
神呼召他去向这群人传递他的消息。
Like Isaiah, you live in a certain time. You live with a certain group of people. And God has given you certain gifts and opportunities. And he wants you to reach those that he has given you.
就跟以赛亚一样，我们也生活在一个特定的时间，我们有特定的人群，神也像让我们像以赛亚一样，来让我们有服侍他，有呼召，接受他的呼召，来传播他的福音。
There's an invitation going out from heaven today.
今天从天堂来有一个邀请。
It's a question.
是一个问题。
It's God saying, "Whom shall I send?"
是神说，我要差遣谁呢？
And He's waiting to see if you will be like Isaiah and say, "Lord, please send me."
而且他很希望你能像以赛亚一样说神啊差遣我。
There was a time when you were saying, "Woe is me."
有的时候你会说啊我惨了。
But now by His grace, you can say back to Him, "Lord, send me."
但是因为神的恩典，你可以向谁说神啊差遣我。
I want to close today by praying that you and I will be like Isaiah.
我希望今天我们以祷告来结束，说大家和我一起都像以赛亚一样。
You will see God's glory.
你们会看到神的荣耀。
You will know God's grace.
你能感受到神的恩典。
And you will respond to God's invitation.
你能回应神的呼召。
All through what our Lord Jesus did for us on the cross.
全是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们做的。
I have a heart today to pray for you.
今天我有心来跟为大家祷告。
If you're willing, would you stand with me?
如果大家愿意，大家可以一起起立。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today.
我们在天上的父啊，我们感谢你今天的信息。
Thank you for this picture of your great throne.
感谢你今天给我们的意象，让我们看到你的宝座。
Which reminds us that you are high and exalted.
让我们知道你是在高天之上的。
And you are holy.
你是圣子。
But the train of your robe also fills the temple, which is now our hearts in you, Lord Jesus.
并且你的裙摆，你的摆一直到圣殿，也就是今天的我们。
We thank you that you are with us today by your Spirit.
我感谢你凭着圣灵，你今天与我们同在。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you offered up your life upon the cross.
我们感谢耶稣基督在十字架上为我们献出的生命。
And it's your shed blood.
是您的宝血。
That cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
让我们洗净了我们的罪。
And if we will confess our sin.
如果我们能认罪悔改。
You will be faithful and just.
你会守信并且圣洁并且正义。
To forgive us and cleanse us from all righteousness.
通过您的正义来赦免我们的罪。
Lord, today we also thank you for your invitation.
神啊，我们今天也能感谢你的呼召。
You're inviting us, Lord Jesus, to believe and trust in you for the forgiveness of sin.
你也通过您邀请我们通过我们的信来洗清我们的罪。
You're also inviting us.
你也同时邀请我们。
To go with your message of salvation.
和救恩的信息。
To share your gospel with all the people that you put in our life.
和所有的我们身边生命中的人一起传递你的话语。
Would you help us today say back to you, send me?
请大家一起跟我们说差遣我。
And may you be glorified.
求神来洁净我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们一起祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。
Amen.